Hi, ladies and gents. I'm back. I just wanted to talk a little bit about consent forms a little bit more because it seemed like people have a lot of issues, a lot of bad things that have happened to them due to the consent form and what was not on it. Things that we did not sign for, but we received anyway. So some examples are, someone that I know went in to have a simple surgery and lost the excessive amount of blood. They coded out a couple times, and I know that on the consent form, it always say there is a risk of bleeding, a risk of infection. We understand that, but excessive amount of bleeding, you should be warned before that surgery that this could happen so that you will know if you have this as an elective surgery and this is not an emergency surgery that you need because you're going to die. Maybe you might think about this surgery and consulting with vascular surgeons along with your regular surgeon before the surgery to try to see what is the best and the most effective way of having a surgery done that would lessen the bleeding that can happen. There's other cases where people went in and of course we've seen these on news, on TV, when you go in to have a limb removed, it's supposed to be the right one, but oops, they cut the left. And a lot of times the hospitals will try to settle on some of those cases, right? Because they want to cover for their bad surgery, their bad mistake. But other times they will not. They will fight you tooth and nail and let you go to court and let a jury of your peers decide your fate with now you missing both limbs because they took the wrong one and they still had to take the correct one. A lot of people are really, really damaged from some surgeries. I know a lot of people who are not working because they can't. Before their surgery, they were fine. Now they have different pains, different illnesses, different other things that went wrong during the first surgery that they never knew because it was not discussed on the consent. So my point here is to be clear with the consent forms that we sign. Make sure that we understand what we're getting into. Make sure that your surgeon explains everything to you ABC, like a kindergartner, so you will have little to no questions. Bring other friends, bring other family members. If you have somebody in your family that's in the medical profession who can accompany you to your medical appointment, see if they can take an hour and go with you to the appointment, because it is imperative that we understand what is about to happen to us and the consequences of what's going to happen to us. You know, a lot of times the surgeons, they won't give you all the information if you don't ask the right questions. And sometimes as a patient going for a procedure for the first time, you do not know the right question. How would you know what to ask for something you've never had done, right? But I think that a good surgeon is going to have a diagram of where your problem lies and how they're going to fix it. He should repeat that to you at least two times so that you understand, and he should draw a nice concrete diagram that you can take home to show to your family and your loved ones, and he or she should have a copy in your medical record so that if anything goes, they could say, this is what I was trying to do, but this is what happened. Because a lot of times, surgeries do not go as planned and people get bad results. So many people cannot function day to day because they're in so much pain because they've had nerve damage or they've had the wrong limb removed or they're blind now or they can't hear or their vocal cords have been compromised. Now they can't speak. So we as a people have to speak up and speak out. I'm glad that I am in a support group with other people who have been injured. But my question is, it should be thousands of people in this group, not hundreds. We should have thousands of people in this group because every month, thousands of people are damaged, are injured, or are killed by medical mistakes. We need to recruit more people so that we can have a louder, a stronger voice. We need to get out where we can be heard. We need to get out where we can be seen. People need to see us and understand our story. Not all of us are going to be fortunate enough to have a lawsuit. And if we do, not all of us are going to be fortunate enough to win a lawsuit. That is just how it is, okay? But as long as people can hear our stories, know who we were before these surgeries and what happened during these surgeries, people need to be held accountable. I'm not saying that you should fire every surgeon, right? Because then when we need surgery, we have no one left because everybody's fired because they made mistakes. But people need to be aware when you're going under the knife, sometimes you do not get the results you are looking for. All right, well, that's enough for me. I try to keep these 7 minutes or less. I don't want to take up too much of your evening. I hope everybody have a nice night.